May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This story from Luke's gospel that Father CJ just read is so familiar. We may miss the miracles contained within it. At the 3 o'clock service today, we saw a reenactment with all the characters, a glorious pageant. There were angels and shepherds, sheep, a bear, innkeepers, Mary, Joseph, a donkey, and a real live baby. A trumpet almost sounded, angelic voices sang, and eager shepherds and wandering sheep went to see for themselves about this news that had been told to them by the angel. I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Someone said to me in the past couple of weeks, where is the magic? I'm struggling to find the magic this year. Well, I hope you're here, because here it is. The magic of Christmas. Or I think of it more as a mystery, a miraculous gift. This nativity story, a story of God coming to us as one of us, a human being, vulnerable and weak. His birth foretold by the prophets, his relationship to God the Father from before time. Good news offered again tonight for each one of us to see and hear and hold and ponder. In a world where there is honestly too much news, more than most of us can keep up with or take in, and so much of it disturbing and distressing. Christmas brings us good news. Good news that comes wrapped with great joy and with hope. This good news is delivered by an angel, a messenger from God. The same angel who stood watch when Adam and Eve, the first human beings, left the Garden of Eden. They were separated from God and from ease for their disobedience. And tonight, that angel announces that God is doing a new thing. A Savior is born to repair and reconcile our human story of sin from Adam and Eve all the way here to us tonight. What is broken will be healed. What is separated from God will be reconciled. What is lost will be found and gathered into God's loving embrace. Just as Mary gathers the newborn child to her bosom. Good news indeed. And this news is told not on the big news channels or Facebook or X, not in a palace or a briefing room or in the White House where the powerful are listening. But this news is told to shepherds, the poorest of the poor, sleeping outside, hungry and cold, dirty with the work of tending to animals, people probably not paying much attention to any sort of world news. People simply scraping by one day at a time. What we learn is that God wants them to hear the good news first, so they can be the ones who share it with the world. The angel of God comes to these people on the margins and tells them that this good news is for everyone, for everyone. This is Christmas magic too. For who among us hasn't had the thought that this good news, this hope, this promise sounds good, but is clearly for other people, not for me? I'm too sad, too lost, too poor, too broken to be reconciled with God and healed in my life. But the Christmas news is that this Savior is born for all the people. All the people. The poor in spirit, the sad, the lonely, those who have faith, those who have lost their faith, the old, the weary, the young, the hopeless, the addicted, the rich, the greedy, the fearful, you, me, your neighbor, and even those you call enemies. The Christmas magic is that this news, this Savior, is for all. No one and nothing falls outside of God's love. This is the angel's message to those poor shepherds who were simply minding their own business, cold and sleeping outside with some smelly sheep. Good news for them. Good news for us. Good news for everyone. This is what Christmas is. Good news for everyone that a Savior has come. Now, you may not even think you need a Savior. Many people do not believe they need to be saved. Or even if we secretly do know our need and our poverty of spirit and our fading hope, we often try to manufacture salvation through wealth and busyness, distraction, and ego. Small things, really, in the face of tonight's good news. Good news for all people that the true Savior is born, the Messiah, the Lord. Now, part of the challenge of this news for us, and probably for the shepherds too, is that those words, Savior, Messiah, and Lord, evoke images of power and might, of someone at a far removed from us in our daily lives. Even if we accept our really deep need and longing for a Savior, we may believe we would never get an appointment with someone so great, so powerful, so busy. But the good news is that God knows all this already about we creatures, about our fears and our worries, our anxieties and our weaknesses. So the Christmas miracle, the Christmas magic of the incarnation is brilliant on God's part. God comes not as a powerful warrior or a political genius, but as a tiny baby, a little baby. This Savior, this Messiah, our Lord, comes to us in the most vulnerable way, the most ordinary way, the way we each came into this world, tender and fragile, deeply dependent upon others for care and nurture, just to survive. Into a world deeply divided, a world of competing agendas, emperors and governors, Herod, Magi, we haven't seen them yet, but they'll be around, shepherds, citizens like Joseph and Mary on the move. Into this world comes this baby. Into our world, deeply divided and hurting, comes this baby. Emmanuel, God with us. He comes to bring life and love, and there is no more powerful symbol of life and love than a newborn child. In order to bring the healing that we pray about and sing about tonight, the healing we so desperately need, it had to be a baby. In the incarnation, heaven and earth are joined, and God shows not only solidarity with our lives, with our reality, he reminds us that creation is good. God brings pure love by this child. Our divisions fall away as we gaze upon his face. Perfect and new. Pure love, the hope for any future. He is God's proclamation that love reigns, God's revelation that real power is in love, vulnerability, care, and nurture for one another, and especially for the most vulnerable in our world. I bring you good news of great joy for all people, for you, for me. Tonight, love is born again. You are invited to take this love into your heart and carry it with you again, fresh and new. For the Savior has come and holds you in God's love this night and always. Christmas magic. A Christmas miracle. Good news indeed. Amen.